Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
every week this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini join us for their My Marriage Matters segment. This week, somebody wrote into them saying, my husband and I do not see eye to eye on disciplining our children. He's much more lenient and I'm much more strict. How can we reach a healthy place of a happy medium between us so it doesn't continue to be an argument all the time? Well, Joe and Cindy are here to answer that question. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Well, first things first, who was the softy in the discipline in the family?
Totally Joe.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so. Definitely.
Did that cause conflict for you two when Joe was Mr. Like, okay?
I would say maybe occasionally. I think we both ran a fairly tight ship in terms of we knew goals that we wanted to attain for our children and how they would behave and things like that. So I think we were on the same page most of the time. But, you know, if I were to be like out for the day or something, I would know that if things were not going to be the way I would have planned it.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
Do you have an example? Like, Dad, do you remember, like, oh, just let it go or whatever?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I had the grandsons here with me and Joey and Mom's out, you know, shopping or whatever. And, and it's lunchtime, right?
Yeah.
So cracking out the potato chips and pretzels and the Fritos.
You just did that last night with you and Joey.
I did. And I just said, hey, Dad's in charge, right?
Yeah.
We just have a fun time.
So let's just open a bunch of bags of junk food and go for it, huh?
It's easier than cooking. It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I can't argue with that. Now, I would also imagine that when Kathleen needed something or wanted something she wasn't sure she'd get, she'd go, I think I'm going to go ask Dad for that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think, or I'd depending on probably what it was, if I was like, I'd like to be out late, I'd go ask Mom and then be like, Mom said it's fine, can I go? And Dad would be like, okay. But if it was like something I wanted or something I wanted to like go do with someone, I'd be like, Dad.
And you'd be like, Daddy.
Yeah.
Can I hug you for a minute?
It's totally, totally unfair that they do that to me, but it was a well-disciplined practice that they had.
Yeah,
it worked very well.
My girls have already figured this out. They just need to throw a daddy or two around and sit down right next to me and hug me, and it's over. So,
sorry.
So now somebody wrote to you guys saying that they can't see eye to eye. It sounds like the husband's more lenient than the wife. Who's right?
Well, I don't think you can go with really who's right and who's wrong. I think you have to have the end goal in mind and be thinking about, you know, how do you want your kids to turn out? If you don't have a plan or a goal, it probably won't ever happen. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that being strict is the best, and I don't think that being lenient is the best. I think there's a place for both of them. And so I think as a husband and a wife, it has to come from them, and they have to really decide, you know, what is going to be the practice of our home, knowing that, you know, there are going to be those times where if Dad takes over and he has chips for dinner, that's okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, those kinds of things. But if we're talking other kinds of disciplines, that matter more than like, oh, we're going to just, you know, not have a good dinner. That's not like a big deal.
Yeah.
But things that really matter in life, I think that the husband and wife have to be on the same page, and they're just going to have to really come to an understanding of what kind of balance are they going to have here in the family, because otherwise what's going to wind up happening is the kids will probably learn to pit one parent against the other, and then that's the conflict right there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how do you do that in the heat of the moment, you guys, though? I mean, you can imagine the kid's done something wrong. You're both standing there.
Right.
How do you not? I mean, because I would imagine you don't want to undermine each other in front of the kids, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's the last thing you want to do, for sure. And again, this is where some discipline comes in into the whole relationship. And, you know, clearly there is one is not better than the other, being strict or being lenient. I mean, it's those are two extremes. And as Cindy said, I think finding balance takes place. I think this is your question here, Brian, is that balance is found in the context of two people, if you will, living out the spirit-filled life. who are open to transparent communications between the two of them, and understanding that that final decision, whatever that final decision needs to be, they must be in complete agreement before proceeding with the discipline, before confronting the child. And if that doesn't happen, then things will get real. I'll get real quick.
So how do you find that middle ground, Joe? How do you even get there? I mean, is it like you go out to dinner and have a strategy session, or what do you do?
Well, I think it's, again, a matter of talking it out and praying about it. And a lot of conflicts in general seem just to kind of disappear if you just take the time to just let's pray about this. You know, it seems to go away. Real why, you know, real quick. I mean, the problem we're dealing with here is tension. And once we begin to understand that tension, there's an origin to that. And it usually has its origin in not getting our way. And at that point, it just becomes a resolving conflict issue. I mean, how do you go about resolving conflicts? You know, there are steps to that process. But I think the person who is the one who's in most control, and whoever that person is, and I think it varies, you know, that one day it could be dad, and one day it could be mom, but the person who is in control at that time is the one that needs to restore the situation to a happy medium. And I love that word restore, because it just reminds me actually of a scripture verse, and didn't plan to do this, but in Galatians 6:1, it talks about you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. And I love that passage, because that word restore in that passage is actually a medical term. And it's a term that is used when setting broken bones. And the way you set broken bones is that you have to do that very carefully. You have to create an environment that is conducive to growth and to healing. And the way you do that is you don't do it by throwing things around. You do it by gently confronting one another in a loving way. Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts for us, Cindy, as we get close to the end here?
Yes, I think that I like everything that Joe says, and I think to add to that would be that as a husband and wife, everything has to be out on the table. I know a couple of different situations where sometimes the mother won't say things to the father that the kids did, or the other way around, where they go and they kind of tattle on everything, you know, that goes on.
Yeah.
And I think it really has to be that everything's out on the table, because I'll tell you what happens. If one person is, you know, maybe the more lenient ones, and then later on down the road, that child gets into some kind of trouble, whether it's just, you know, normal kid stuff, or later on getting, you know, into something with the law, the other parent is going to be shocked, like, how did this happen?
Sure.
You know, where did this come from? And so I think it's important that not only as husband and wife, as parents, but with the children too, that everything should be out on the table. There shouldn't be any secrets, mm-hmm. no hidden agendas, none of this stuff like don't tell dad or don't tell mom. I don't think those kinds of things are helpful. And I think that the couple, as I said earlier, needs to agree. We always talk about having family meetings where you just sit down and discuss things as a family, or if it's more of a private issue, then the parents discuss that with the child. But the parents, if they're not on the same page, it's going to be conflict, and it's going to be conflict for a long time. And I don't think that's helpful to the child.
Right. You need to be on the same team.
Well, with that in mind, it's 7:25. We've been having a great conversation with Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, or just look up My Marriage Matters on Facebook. Any other suggestions on how they can reach you?
That would be the best, unless they want to ask a question. If they do, the best way, because it's really direct, is our website. Mm-hmm. And you can email us through joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. But we'd love to have you come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook and like it. And every Monday through Friday at 9:00 in the morning, you'll get just a little something to discuss, talk about, take action on.
Wonderful.
Great. Why don't you two go open up a bag of chips and have some breakfast, huh?
That's what I'm planning on.
I'm in.